So this is a question that we're asking on behalf of Frank. And the question goes like this. Having just heard what you said about the whenever, wherever nature of things, my very first thought is, okay, so how do I turn my attention specifically to what I want to manifest? For example, cash. So we like that your first thought is to immediately ask us how you can specifically take this wherever, whenever idea that we're postulating and use it to your advantage. So what we would do is we would take the cash out of your wallet and we would look at it and we would bless it and immediately get onto that. Then we would look and see what you have available in your bank accounts and bless that number and begin the step of increase, which is to simply say, this is plenty, but as much as this is, there's always more. And in fact, there is more. What we would do with this wherever, whenever is to say that there's nothing, there's no condition, there's no requirement that I need do anything specific in order to have more cash. That's part of what we're talking about. Letting go of, in particular, when it comes to the manifesting of cash, or really money here, that there's a specific way that it has to be done and it can only be done in these certain ways. No, you don't know that. You have literally an unlimited number of channels for your good to take shape and take form. Your job is to direct reality. And that's what we were talking about. When we said, okay, you may think that this conversation is something you encountered along your timeline, that it was on your calendar, for example. And so the time went from 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time to 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and you realize, oh, at 8:05, I have this call. So you're going along the timeline, and then you bump into things on your calendar because of the position of the sun or the position of the second hand and the minute hand and the hour hand on the clock. But that isn't what is happening at all. You're manifesting this conversation specifically for your behalf, on your behalf and to your benefit and to the benefit of other people who are participating because you desire to be part of this. And you have not said on the calendar, and you as the channel specifically, it's not because you said, I will be there every single day at 8:05. That isn't what happened. What happened was you, in your wherever, whenever state, decided to be here, and so then we arrived, and then other people arrived in order to make what we're doing a little bit easier for you. And also to have, bring all of the other benefits that come into play when there is a communion of light that gathers in this way. Because, of course, it's not just the people on the phone who are participating. It's all the other people who may not even be signed up for this, but are very much participating. This, as we've mentioned before, if there are 10 or 15 or 20 people on a call, there are probably 100, 150, 200 other people on the call that you're not aware of, who are not necessarily aware of it either. They just may have a general sense of, oh, this kind of interesting thing fell into place mentally that I wasn't really aware of. Now, this isn't to sidetrack the answer to your question. The point is, you didn't have a calendar that you encountered this call on. And so you bumped into it and said, oh, it's 8:05, got to call in. You decided to manifest this reality. And so at this moment from where you're sitting, you have a memory of having done this, and it wasn't 8:05, it was 8:03. You have a memory of having done this. You have a memory of the alarms going off on your phone that say, hey, it's getting closer. Hey, send out the reminder. Hey, it's almost time to get on the call. Pay attention to what you're doing. Finish up the other thing. Drink some water. Get ready to go. You think that's all of what happened, and that's in your memory. And we'll say, okay, yes, and we know that you believe that that is what occurred. That doesn't mean it did happen that way. Because remember, ideas in this present moment have backstories that fill in all the blank spaces that you could ever possibly think of or encounter. Occasionally, there are blank spaces you never do fill in because it's to your benefit not to. but will tell you quite clearly and quite obviously that, like the manifesting of this conversation, which is happening completely and in a way that is very powerful in the case for you, more so than anyone else, because your job here is to let go, let go, let go, let go. That's all you do here is let go. You allow us to use your voice. You allow us to breathe through you, and we breathe through you differently than you breathe through yourself, through your body. You allow us to speak through you, and we use words that are different than your words, and we use words in ways that are different than you, and we talk differently. Now, we've talked before about how partially, particularly in the early years, so to speak, when we had that very strange, vague sort of European accent that's still there, but not quite as pronounced, that was to give you an audio cue that something different was happening, although you had the vibrational cue of it very clearly. But the bottom line is that when we're here and we're possessing your physical form, and we say that with a great deal of affection and not in any way that would resemble a horror movie, but when we're here and we're in the midst of transmitting through you, you're letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. Which is why all of these marvelous and amazing things happen when we are speaking through you. Now, again, this isn't about how you're special or different or anything like that. This is what you're choosing to put your attention on, and this is what you're choosing to do. You have said since long ago, this is what I love to do. And people have been coming to you, will just remind you, and saying, oh, you must be a healer because you're on that list with all those other healers that I found in this very important place, in this very important time, in this very important way. You must be a healer, so that means you're going to heal me. And you reply each and every time you get such a message and say, no, I am a channel. I am not a healer. And it's very different. And some people just can't take no for an answer, as you well know. They're helping you further clarify and define what it is that you're doing, because you're here for the channeling. Now, it sounds like we've gone down a rabbit hole, but we're still talking about the manifesting of cash. Because it's as though you're getting cards and letters from people, and they're not people, they would be inner dynamics, but it's still an inner dynamic when someone seemingly from afar sends you an email and says, hey, I saw you on that list. Can you heal me, and what does it cost, and how long will it take, and do you need to know the details of my illness? And you reply back and say, well, I don't think I'm the person who can help you. Might want to go back to that list and look for other people, because I'm not a healer. I'm a channel. It's different. And it sounds like, okay, we're talking about this one very specific thing, but we're not. So think about the cards and letters that you get from inside of you that say, you need to work hard at this, and you need to get this done, and you have this project you need to finish, and you need to work on it, and you need to make sure that it's done correctly, as though you're still in school. And you say to yourself, and this is the only way I'm going to get paid. Not true, not true, not true, not true, never true. In the same way that you have very, very clearly decided to stand up and say, I am not a healer, because every time someone sends you that, you think, well, maybe this is those ghosts trying to tell me I am a healer and I can do healing work. And we say, no, that's not what we're here for, and that's not really what you're here for. If you were here for this, you would be doing it. It's not as though this is news to you that you're being confused with for one thing and another. You have always, always wondered, should I be a healer? Should I be a healer? The answer has always been no, not in that formal, specific way. Is there healing happening here right now? Yes, but it's not the kind that these people are interested in. And obviously they can't relate to, because they don't understand why you're on this list when everyone else is a healer and you're not. Again, if we turn this and we start talking about cash, everyone else is working for a living. Everyone else is doing all the things that they're supposed to do. Everyone else is putting in the time. Everyone else is motivating themselves to advertise and to become well known. What are you doing? You're just writing more books. Because why? Because you're a channel. You're not a healer, and you're not a moneymaker. That doesn't mean you can't have cash. But as long as you tell yourself, well, I'm not advertising, so I'm not going to sell many books, or I'm not advertising, so this Communion of Light project kind of thing isn't going to get any bigger. It's exactly the size that it's supposed to be, and you've written all the books that are right for you, and everything is happening on your behalf and to your benefit, including you have plenty of cash. That's the case. And you say to us, yes, but I want more. And we say, good, then imagine it. And you say, okay, well, then what do I do? The whenever, wherever idea can really, really help you, because you can say, I can have all the cash I want right now, and I'm in a wherever, whenever state, and I don't know what that means. All I know is what it feels like, and I know what it feels like to have a lot of cash, because you do. You do, you do, you do, you do. You know what it feels like to you, and that's all that matters. You can see it, and you know what the numbers look like. You know what the numbers look like to begin with. You can have as much as you want. There's no question. The practical application of this is that you begin to liberate yourself from the conditions and the situations that you're using to define yourself, and also using to define as the channels of your good. Now, there's an interesting thing here. You are a channel. But we also want to remind you of something that you encountered early on, that you put your foot down and said, no, I absolutely fucking am not going to goddamn do that. And that was, if you'll remember, the very first time you ever taught channeling many years ago. And someone said, oh, well, I'm just going to keep looking for new and new and new entities to channel. And we came up within you and said, that's not really a good idea. And you took it, and you took it a little bit further, and you said, that is not a good idea. You need to get good at doing this with one vibrational state. And then when you're doing that, when you've done that, then you can go and talk to others. And so that's what you have done, is you've spent all of this time with us in the different forms that we've taken, because we haven't always been the same form. You've done this with us. And again, it sounds like we're talking about channeling, but we're actually talking about cash. You have done the same thing with us, but now you have invited others to come through you so you can tell their story. And in many ways, you tell our story. You tell our story of unlimitedness and of unconditional love and of unlimited abundance. That is our story. But it's different because it's not narrative. So you tell narrative stories of people who are dead or who, quote unquote, don't exist, except for the part where they do exist. And you're just narrating their story, but you're giving it your own twist. So it's your story about their story. Okay. Manifesting cash is very similar. All you're doing is channeling abundance into form. Just like you're doing right now, you're channeling the wide variety of us, because we're not just one, we are many. And you're narrowing it, and you're doing so on a selective basis. Now we can say, yes, there's this voice, and it sounds like us. It sounds like Paul. But there's actually many voices in this voice. And how does it get narrowed down? It's not us who are doing the narrowing. We don't know anything about manifesting. You do. And lest anyone think who's listening that, oh, this is really a conversation about this high-level thing that Frank spent years and years figuring out, et cetera, et cetera. No, that's not what this is about. This is about recognizing your role and who you are. Every person listening to these words is doing the exact same thing. Because if nothing else, you're channeling your idea of self through your words, actions, through the form that you're taking in terms of physicality, your body, but also through the manifesting reality that surrounds you. Anyone can have cash. Anyone can have cash, as much as you want. It is the easiest, as we keep pointing out, the easiest thing in the world to manifest. It's so incredibly simple. And not only is it easy and simple, you actually have set up systems so that it is quite literally easy and simple. Everyone listening to these words has the ability to manifest cash almost instantaneously. You have always had that ability 20, 30, 40 years ago, even when you were writing checks at the bank on a Friday, hoping that you don't get caught without any cash over the weekend. Even if that's how you started out your financial journey, you have arrived in a place where you have instant transfer of cash, immediate, within seconds, actually within less than seconds, But it does take a while for the computer to refresh itself and tell you your new balance is. You have this ability. You've got the entire system set up to help you with this. That is not nothing. In fact, it's a great deal. So when we answer this question for Frank here, what we're saying very specifically is, when you use whenever, wherever, you're liberating yourself to actually benefit from the reality you're manifesting. Because instead of tightening it down and saying it can only happen in these certain specific ways. Because when we talk about instant transfers of cash, we are talking about the banking system, which could go away at any moment. But although it's your manifesting reality, so it would be for your benefit if it were to go away. But we're not really talking about you getting paid through a specific bank account. We're talking about this amazing thing that you can look at in a wherever, whenever kind of way and recognize that this is you manifesting. The fact that there's instant cash available to you at any given moment, at any time, day or night, literally from anywhere in the world, is a statement of massive liberation. It's not about the banking system. It's about the fact that you're manifesting this in your reality. And it's powerful stuff, not to be ignored. You can ignore it, you do ignore it, and you will ignore it. That's fine. But we recommend that you pay attention to the wherever, whenever aspect of it. The channels are open. You have a tremendous amount of good coming into your life, literally at this moment, that you are translating from the state of unlimited abundance to the narrowness of physical reality, just like Frank does as a channel. And as we said before, we are many. You know, the running joke is there's 10,000 of us. That doesn't really mean anything. It's a number that's big enough to be meaningless. Not so big as to be gigantic, but big enough to be meaningless. It's not 10,000, but it's not one either. There are many of us, and those of you who've listened to us over the years can hear the difference in how we answer questions and who is doing this. We suppose if you got very, very detailed on it, you could try and figure out who is answering which question each time one is being asked. That would be an interesting process that would keep you very busy for a very long time. But the benefit is to really recognize that what is happening, and if you're listening to this, you're doing this as well, because remember, you're manifesting Frank, who is manifesting us through him, and who is then doing the internal selection as to where all the data goes. He's not aware of that consciously, but he's doing it. Without him, this is impossible. Now, there are other channels, obviously, but they're all doing the same thing, the same kind of thing. Whether they're aware of it or not is irrelevant. Whether the ghosts that talk to them even will admit it is also irrelevant. The point is that it isn't special. It's not unique. It's not different. It does sound like it, and it seems to be a little strange. But this is how you're manifesting everything. You're taking the vast wildness, and wideness, but the same thing, wild and wide, same thing, untamed. And you're taming it. You're taking the vastness of unlimited abundance and transferring it into very specific forms, like we talk about with cash. Dollars, pounds, and euro are tokens of abundance that you're manifesting. So the use of the wherever, whenever is that it liberates you from the idea of this is how everything is done. And so in the way that we were talking with Frank, where we were saying, look, you've got these people who are sending you letters and saying, why aren't you doing this like everybody else does it? That should be the most powerful answer that there is to any question, because this is what I want. Yes, I could learn how to be a healer, Frank could say, in the way that everyone is expecting what a healer looks like, or seemingly. But no two healers do the same thing, and healing is a form of channeling. Or channeling is a form of healing. Both statements are correct. But the truth is that Frank has specifically decided this is what is right for me, and this is what I am doing. And in the same way that years ago, when someone said, oh, I'm just going to channel all these entities, And Frank said, based upon our prompting, no, that's not a good idea. Not until you get really good at what you're doing. Then bounce around if you want to. But first, work with the energy that has presented itself as that which you are channeling. But this could be said to anyone. Get really good at the first thing, at the basics, and then explore. Just like with any artist. You need to understand how your paintbrush and your canvas and the paint works first. Then play. And it's not a big deal. It can be in one afternoon. It doesn't have to be over a long period of time. And there's no rule here either. This is a corollary. It's a metaphor for what we're talking about. Your awareness of unlimited abundance is the first thing. I have unlimited abundance at my disposal. You do have unlimited abundance at your disposal. That is a statement of truth. And I'm choosing to manifest through these forms. You are choosing to manifest through these forms, whatever they are. You can tell you're doing that because you can see them and you can hear them, taste them, touch them, and smell them. And everything you can observe in this physical way belongs to you. You can liberate yourself from defining yourself by what you're manifesting, which is a mistake. It's not grievous and it's not terrible and it's not going to really hurt you or harm you. It's going to be painful, but every one of you knows that. But you can liberate yourself. You can let go and give into it by saying, this is a wherever, whenever moment. I'm wherever I am, whenever I am. I don't know what the place means or what the time is. But I do know that this is the moment, the time, the place of my great good. And so to answer Frank's question, we'll say, start there. Start with the fact that you are in the midst of unlimited abundance that you're manifesting and you're already sitting in it. Look at the dollars in your wallet. Look at the dollars available to you through your banks. Look at how much you have. It doesn't matter what the number is. It doesn't matter what the number is at all. Bless it and say, this is for my increase. This is going to become more of what it is. As good as this is and amazing as it is, there's more and more and more of it manifesting right now. Because that's true. It's always true. So, as varied a tapestry of an answer as that is the answer to the question. We thank you very much for bringing it to the table, as it were. And we look forward to the continuing of this series of conversations and questions in whatever way that may happen. And with that, we'll say, as good as this has been, as amazing as this has been, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.